Pastor Larry Huck is founder and pastor of DFW New Beginnings Church in Dallas, Texas. This powerful teaching series is called Mysteries of the Kingdom, Mezuzah, Doorway to the Supernatural. Today's teaching is called Taking Another Step. Now, here's Pastor Larry with today's message.
From Passover, Easter Sunday, Resurrection, there are 7 weeks plus one day, and that comes to 50 days where we get the word Penta, where we get our word Pentecost. This is why in the book of Acts, the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. Now, the thing I want you to understand is that Pentecost, which is coming up in about 3 weeks, this is an incredible appointed day, an incredible appointed day before the Lord. This is not any other day. This is one of the three main days of the year. On the day of Pentecost, in Hebrew it's called Shavuot. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Israel came out of Egypt, after they were set free, 50 days later, God gave the world the Bible. God gave us what's called the Torah, the Word of God. Now, on that same day in Jesus' time, 50 days after Jesus died and set us free from Egypt, us free from sin, he gave us the Holy Spirit, which is the wisdom of God to lead us and teach us and instruct us and show us things to come. Now, why did God wait 50 days to give Israel the Bible? Because in Judaism, There are 50 levels in which you can sink, and there are 50 levels in which you can grow. When Israel came out of Egypt, they had been slaves for 210 years, 400 years in Egypt, and so they were acting like the Egyptians. How would you say that in our day and age? They were acting like the world. And so God could not give them the Word of God. God could not give the revelation of God to people who are acting like the world, so he gave them 49 days to grow, to be more like God, to go from an animal to a human being, and on the 50th day, God gave Pentecost, God gave the Holy Spirit, God gave the Torah, so we could have the mind of God. Now, here's what we're to ask ourselves during this 50 days. How long ago did you get saved? A year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? How much have you grown to be more Christ-like in the year or the 10 years or the 50 years? Ask yourself this. A year ago, have I changed and began to be more obedient to the things of God in the last year? If you have that, and we continue to grow, that will determine this first fruits offering will release to you prosperity. Amen. In 3 weeks, God is going to, for the most part, determine how much prosperity comes into your life this next year. In 3 weeks. Now, and we talked about this last Sunday. We all know that in 3 weeks we bring that second first fruit offering, correct? Anytime you give to God, God will bless that offering. Anytime. But why does the Bible say God will bless some 30, some 60, some 100-fold? If God is no respecter of persons, why would he bless some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold? It is determined by not the size of our gift, but by the obedience we have to the things of God.